crow. Came back today, sitting in my window like a prophet, out on the fire escape. Her new album reworks much of that CD, along with songs she's done with the hip-hop collective Doomtree, using new arrangements and new instruments, including vibraphone and upright bass. You know, life's novella, tell a novella, the tightrope bows that you wait in the center. The slideshow, don't put all the pictures together. You try to do it right, though, until you let the kite go. Death and romance. The Crow, off rapper Dessa's new CD, Castor the Twin. Oh, and did we mention that she's white and from Minnesota? And Dessa joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, I'm not sure how much to make of that. You tell me. People are so quick to say, and she's white and female and from Minnesota.
I know, and it's, you know, it is an unusual profile. And I think I did at the beginning of my career. I worried about it a lot. I wanted to make sure that I seemed credible. I wanted to make sure that I was paying the respect that's due to a music that was largely innovated by another culture set. And then, you know, 10 years in, you worry about, is this song good?
Right. So you got over that.
Well, kind of. I figured that the material would speak for itself.
She's a Latter-day Saint, but she's a Saturday sinner. Suicide, Sunday desserts for weekends, drinking her dinner. The worry keeps her slender. The pills keep her awake. Her man can't make her happy, but he helps to still the shakes. Met her boyfriend at the bar. Said he'd
Let's dispense with this, too. What about the misogyny of rap? You know, do you take that on? Do you talk about it? Do you ignore it?
You know, I think that there's kind of several really distinct camps. On one extreme, you sometimes have female rappers who strive to make their way in a male-dominated community by hating women more than the guys do. You know, so you have a lot of barbs, I think, that are thrown at women sometimes from female rappers. And then on the other extreme, I think you have this sort of like celebratory rap that really pedestalizes women. Mm. And neither really spoke to me, you know? Yeah. And so I figured if I can just be frank about my human experience, people can tell from my voice that I'm a woman. So if I talk about, you know, trying to make rent and falling in love and trying to stay that way and the trials and, you know, tribulations of trying to figure out meaning in a complicated modern world, that people will say, oh, I resonate with that human experience, and that the best feminism for me anyway has been a humanism.
And we want to ask where this song falls. It's Dixon's Girl. And by the way, since you're reworking some of these, let's listen to the version first on your 2010 CD. This is Dixon's Girl.
Everybody knew you as the wife of a famous man. Everybody who knew said, there goes Dixon's girl again.
Then there's the new version on Castor, the Twin. Let's listen.
Haven't met too many women in this business that I really like. But you could hold a little liquor, you could hold a conversation, you could hold your own mic. Even that night, I learned the truth about your man. You gotta be big to treat pretty girls bad. It's not much, but my money's on you.
We were talking about women, and you said some interesting things about, you know, female rappers, that they either try to out-hate how much guys hate women, or they put them on a pedestal. Where does this line fall that's in this song? I haven't met too many women in this business that I really like.
Yeah. I should probably start this conversation by saying, I haven't met too many women in this business. Period. but that said, it was a real treat when I had the occasion on tour. I met this other rapper who I loved her performance. I loved her off stage. I thought she was so cool and self-possessed. And I realized how rare that connection was. So that song was about her.
Everybody wanna see you put your head down, wanna hear you hit the high note, wanna know if they can get you for a little less, girl. I know how the stones can fly. Had some hard goodbyes. Call me up day and night. Free drinks and bad advice.
And what about you? A graduate of the University of Minnesota, former philosophy student. What did you study?
I studied ethics, and I had kind of an academic crush on metaphysics, although I wouldn't count myself an expert.
But where do we see that in the lyrics?
When I was graduating, I really loved philosophy, and I asked one of my profs, well, what is a practitioner here? Because there's a couple of fields that you can go into. Bioethicists can, you know, write on their business cards, I'm a philosopher. But it seemed like there was kind of a closed circuit of academia where you learn it to teach it, and you write papers that I think some of them are like fascinating stuff, but they're not really very well read by the public.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try to be a like practitioner. And so it seemed like Camus and Sartre and some of the philosophers whose names we know because they were creative writers. So I figured if I could do creative writing to express some of those ideas, that maybe I'd have a more significant foothold culturally.
The list of things I used to be is longer than the list of things I am. Ex-lover, ex-friend, excommunicated atheist, and an expatriate. Living in the heartland, living on the small chance. Like what saved the last dance for an underrated writer, overrated rapper, undecided major on an unrelated matter. What I'd like to say.
The name Dessa, I mean, your birth name is, do you understand, Maggie Wander?
Mm-hmm, that's
Wander's
correct.
A great name. Why did you change it?
I wanted to be a singer, and I was sneaking into a karaoke club well before I was legally 21 or even 18, I think. So
you Minnesotans.
Yeah, right. I'm always in trouble. So I picked the name Dessa and found out a little bit later that Dessa is wander in Greek. So I lucked out on that front. Yeah.
There you go. Castor the Twin, the new CD, we hear from the release that it comes from the Greek myth of Castor and Pollux, the twins, Pollux immortal, Castor mortal. So, you know, there's a little bit of your head in there, too.
Uh-huh.
And does this, you know, is it the twin CD?
Yes. Wow. Awesome. Well, I certainly won't pretend that I was totally familiar with that myth before I was looking for a CD title. But I wanted to be frank at the naming of the CD, that some of these tunes were revisited, you know, having been previously released. So I figured that the twin part of the album title, Castor the Twin, could help express that. And I also wanted to try to, like, capture the fact that these are tender, human renditions. And Castor, as you mentioned, was the mortal.
Oh, that trouble you've been looking for, it came looking for. You shouldn't open doors, you don't plan to walk through. If I were you, I'd pay my dues before I lose. That trouble you've been looking for, it came looking for. You shouldn't open doors, you don't plan to walk through.
Well, you also sing beautifully.
Thanks a lot.
Just beautifully. But I suppose it's in your generation, if you can slam poetry and sing, you're going to do both. I mean,
oh, I see.
Right? Why not if you can? Because some might say, God, if I could sing like that, why would I rap?
Oh, interesting. I've never been asked that question. For me, the question that I usually field is, why are you singing? I thought you were a rapper.
Interesting.
You know, to me, I guess it's, I know that they're different. They feel different to do. You write a little differently if you're going to sing or if you're going to rap. But I just, in my heart of hearts, I don't think it's different enough if I sing a line with a little bit of melody or if I rap it with just an intonation of melody to make it a different genre.
I'm thinking, too, that, again, you know, in your generation, you're just coming up on 30 or, you know, that's... I can see you not understanding even the question because you've been brought up on both. It'd be like a jazz artist from the 40s saying, well, wait, of course I'm going to scat and sing.
Maybe. I mean, if that is true, then it's almost like I can't comment on it, right? Because I can't remove myself from my own perspective.
Oh, my God, I forgot I'm talking to a philosophy major.
It's an epistemological quandary is what that's called. So maybe you're right, and maybe if it were, you know, if I were 10 years older, that line would seem sharper in the sand, yeah.
Dessa, her latest CD is Castor the Twin. Dessa, Maggie, thanks for talking to us about it.
What a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Here comes the beekeeper with her pitcher full of smoke. She'll put us all to sleep. I hope it's dreamless and it's deep. Sweet Prometheus, come home. They took away our fire, and all that scarcity promotes is desperate men and time. Six.